Coast 93.1, Blake and Eva and Todd. I had an awkward moment yesterday when I had one of those sleep spasms in the shampoo room at the salon.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? When, like, you kind of fall asleep.
And then you go.
And then you roughly awake.
Boom! Like, right. Like, you could knock someone.
Yeah.
Right. I was in the where I go to get my hair cut. The main reason I go to this place is because they do, like, a scalp massage.
The head massage is the best.
It's the best. I don't care what my hair looks like as long as I get a good scalp massage.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And so I'm in there, and it's all quiet, and they got, like, the that, like yoga music, you know what
right.
I mean?
The elevator music.
Hold on, no, it's like, I have something like it. It's like it's like this, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm in there, I'm getting my scalp rubbed, and, you know, I was kind of tired yesterday, right? So I'm relaxing, and I got the shampoo in there, okay, he rinses that out, nice warm water, right? And then he goes and he does, like, the little, conditioner, and he starts to rub my head and goes down on my neck, and I was just kind of tense yesterday, so I was like, oh, and I'm just kind of leaned back, and I kind of started to fall asleep, and all of a sudden, ba-bam!
He got struck by lightning.
It's like you fell out of the sky or something. Right. Oh my God! And I don't know how noticeable it was because there were other people in the shampoo room.
Right.
No one said anything.
That happens to me on planes all the time.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because I'm not like that when I sleep normally. Like I don't understand why I have these abrupt, like, jolting.
I know. Things. I don't know what it is.
I think either consciously or subconsciously, one or the other, you know you're probably not supposed to be sleeping in that position there. So you kind of go, whoa, yeah, no, I'm here. I'm ready.
I've had one in bed before, like lying down. And if I'm just kind of like very quickly falling asleep or something.
Right.
And then I feel like I'm falling out of the bed. And all of a sudden just whoom, like a ninja flip.
Right.
Kyle's like, oh, my God, are you okay? Like, I'm fine.
Massive flinch.
We're still on the bed. Okay, we're good. Good night. And then he's like, what the hell was that? You know? Sorry, I just had a flashback to the shampoo room. Man, it's a little chilly out there this morning, Todd.
Yes.
I went out to walk the dogs before I came into work, and I had a hoodie on, but I thought I could have put a jacket on top of that.
Right, right. I mean, we're so used to, like, you know, summer perfection.
I know.
And now now it feels like autumn. But it'll be a beautiful day. We'll have a lot of sunshine today and a high near 60 degrees, which is bad.
So that's not bad, yeah.
I'm like that. You know, I got to figure out my winter shoe situation, though.
Right.
You have a winter shoe situation?
Well, at some point, I got to go from sneakers to something a little bit more warm.
Like boots.
Like, yeah.
Like high top sneakers?
Sneakers with, like, shearling inside
to
or something.
To protect her ankles.
Yeah. See, this is why they just did the leg warmers in the 80s. That way you could have the same collection year-round.
Some leg warmers
put
on?
Put those on. I think you should bring those back. Why
you
not?
You just want to wear them.
No, I'm not saying I want to wear them. I'm saying you should just bring those back.
Yeah, I don't
know. Why not?
I don't.
Yeah, be a trendsetter.
Yeah. Go crazy with it. Make them thigh-high leg warmers. Don't even wear pants.
Right. Just wear the leg warmers.
Just wear leg warmers.
All right. I'll wear that to a couple of events, and then they'll be like, are leg warmers back in? I think they are. And
you're going to start a thing.
Skip the pants.
Yeah. Well,
that
80s actually,
look is coming back.
It is, but
I,
you know what? When I
look.
Think about the functional part of it,
terrible.
The menopause thing, those leg warmers are going to be on the floor by 5'10".
Right.
And then I'm just going to be sitting here, you know, keeping my papers appropriately positioned.
Why does anyone want the 80s? I mean, Google 80s fashion.
It's awful.
Pleated. Yeah. It was the high-waisted. It was the big white socks with the white sneakers. Scrunchies. Nobody looks good in a scrunchie.
Okay, so I shouldn't wear my off-the-shoulder shirt tomorrow?
Right, the ripped shoulder. Oh,
I just got it. I had it all picked out.
Oh, darn.
I was showing one bra strap just to be coy.
Uh-huh, right.
525. All right. Todd's got your full forecast.
All right, gang. We got sunshine. We got 60. Tomorrow, exactly the same. And a warm up this weekend. Back to 70 degrees. It won't be perfectly sunny, and there might be a shower, but at least it's going to be warm.
Okay.
You got that, Eva? Don't go to the beach.
Blake and Eva in the morning.